Hello.
Are you ready for the startup experience of a lifetime? Three determined guys building their dreams and sharing their journey. Buckle up and grab a beer, because these guys will blow your mind. You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub audio experience. And it all starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience, episode 10.
10. 10.
Guys,
X. 10.
10 episodes.
It's pretty crazy.
Do you want to reminisce on that for a second?
We just started going and...
Here we are.
Weezer going super strong.
This is what we call a proof of persistence.
No matter how shitty we feel, we're still doing it.
What was that you just said?
No matter how shitty we feel.
I didn't hear you. Anyways, quick shout out to one of our listeners from the Beginsgins. From the beginning. Mm-hmm. Moshe Epstein. Sir Moshe Epstein. Sir Celebrity Moshe Epstein had a baby boy. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Isn't that exciting? Oh, that hurt.
Thank you for being with us from the beginning, Moshe.
I'm really glad that your burp was live streamed.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
Only one place you'll hear that.
But yeah, anyhow, 10 episodes. We're almost up to 3 months of podcasting, which I think is pretty incredible.
Pretty epic.
Wow.
Pretty epic. Pretty epic indeed. We have had a busy week, thank God. Very busy. Lots of background stuff going on. Just to run through I didn't even introduce us. We just went straight into it. Straight into it. Do we even need to introduce ourselves? Might as well.
Rewind.
Yeah, let's introduce ourselves. Okay, fine. The purpose of our podcast, the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience, is to show you through our journey and for you to realize that it doesn't take much for you to start a business or build your dream. I'm Shalom Akowitz, CEO and co-founder of Jerusalem Hub.
Yaron Pacht, CFO and co-founder.
Aaron Manowitz, co-founder, CTO and CMO.
Okay, well,
the title's just so long.
I'm just gonna pick one of those.
Well, we did that a little differently because I had a little bit of a brain fart. So high five for being different.
Yeah.
No, you're not too excited about that. I was pretty excited about it, honestly.
Sure.
I think you should play guitar on this episode.
Yeah, no, none of us should play guitar.
No, that's just for show. No one knows how to play guitar.
Nobody can see that also.
Nobody. No. But we're going to learn one day, hopefully. Anyways, so yeah, let's get through the week. We had a pretty busy week. I'm happy to say that our last podcast episode got a lot of really awesome feedback. And if anyone out there is listening has any anything that they want to share, that maybe they want to ask us or something that they think we should discuss on our podcast, please let us know, because we like getting good feedback, and the fact that we got so much good feedback is the reason why we're sitting here today and doing it again.
Right, and if you're on a live stream right now, I see there's one person there, but ask questions.
Welcome, live feed one person.
I wish we
you're special.
Give you a shout out.
So I came up with an idea earlier this week that we would start doing mini projects.
Mini projects.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah,
okay, that's weird that you're doing that. We're literally, it's right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to sit where. Okay. Yes.
Super box.
Hashtag technology. Anyhow, we want to start doing mini projects so we have what to do, so we keep ourselves busy, so that our name gets out there. You know, funny, stupid, weird mini projects.
You have that list, right?
I do have that list. There's not much on the list. Did you add anything to the list?
I might have.
Oh, you did. You added a few things. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to give people our ideas.
The chances of someone taking one of our ideas, or taking even their own ideas and actually doing it, is pretty slim. Sadly and unfortunately.
Oh, that's one's interesting. But we're not going to discuss this, because this is...
Which one?
The last one that you wrote.
Recyclable.
And that's all we're going to say. No one else is going to know. SAT?
Yeah.
What's SAT?
Satellite.
Okay,
shut up.
We won't talk about that one either.
This is all secret.
That one's a sexy one.
Yeah.
It's sexy now. Okay.
like yours.
So, like, the reason why we want to do this is just to keep ourselves busy, keep ourselves, like we mentioned many times, we want to cast a wide net so that if something were to happen based on our productivity or based on how we are building as a company, we can always pivot to something that's working. Mm-hmm. Not only that, we can find different streams of revenue. As I like to coin it myself, I don't know if this exists out there, but I made this thing called Shalom's Business Web of Cash. Mm-hmm. Just find different ways to make money so that you can cast a huge web and you just be catching money as it's coming.
Catching money as it's coming. It sounds
like catching feels.
What?
No, it doesn't. Hey, whatever the case is, I like the idea of it.
Thank you. So we are
catching money is a good thing.
We are putting that into focus. And we're gonna move on to the next thing, which is money, 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 money. No, no one's gonna join.
No, I think Shalom should learn how to sing.
Okay. I honestly think I'm the best singer here.
Maybe.
Of the three of us. That's for definitely sure.
We'll do sing off at some point.
It depends what you're doing.
Okay, but what do you mean by money, money, money?
Well, aside from the fact that last episode we were discussing about how we're gonna maintain our blasting and our marketing, we also are focusing on money. We're focusing on how we can make money. We have some deals going on in the background with some VCs and some companies. We are in the middle of working on some marketing contracts with some companies.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, if you guys, I don't know why I said hashtag. If you guys need marketing, we are pretty good at it. Give us a call.
Slightly.
Message us on Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter.
All
the above.
Yeah. And
what
we
else
will
are we on?
Be happy to help you.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yes. As well.
LinkedIn business profile. We have that. Look for us. Jerusalem HUB.
What else? I mean, you're the money man. So, without giving too much detail.
I mean, we've talked about it already, but the idea is essentially we've come up with enough connections that now we have the ability to start connecting some of those startups with some of the money outlets that we have connections to, aka VCs, investors.
Mm.
And so that's one of the things that we're working on in the background, as well as Sean was talking about, continuing to work on build our brand and continue blasting our content, which is something that we had slowed down a little bit, but we're starting to pick it back up.
Would you hear back from the people we sent to?
No, I did not yet.
Cool.
But
we sent to them, which
yes.
is a big deal.
We sent to them.
We took action.
It's a hard thing to do to take action.
It's scary.
It's a hard thing to do to take action.
It is very scary too.
Another thing that we were talking about doing, but I think it's a little bit further down the line, unless people who are listening have something else to say. You like this logo behind us? What if it was a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or whatever the hell you call this thing?
A pop socket.
You can't see it.
You know what? I'm going to freaking make 3 pop sockets.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I want a pop socket.
What's a pop socket? Pop socket's coming.
We are going to do that also because merch is cool. And this is a cool logo. Represents Jerusalem for those here that are Jerusalem proud.
Jerusalemites and Jerusalem.
And it's grounding just like the, what did you call it, background?
Oh yeah, if you subscribe to our what's it called? If you subscribe to our website, you can get a free background.
Yeah, because that
backgrounds are us.
Yeah.
Not like Toys R Us, which is going down.
Anyhow, aside from that, the blasting continues, which means that we're going to continue to build content, continue to put our names out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of video footage that we have to sit down and go through so that we can come up with great videos for you and for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
It motivates us just as much as it motivates you. I pointed at you when I said us, and I pointed at me when I said, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we have 3 viewers now.
Woo!
What up?
Welcome.
Yep,
either way, so
say something rude.
We're gonna be what?
Nothing.
Whatever the case is, whoever's watching right now, whoever is involved, ask questions, make comments. We will address them.
Another really cool thing is that if you are enjoying this podcast and you have Alexa, we are now an Alexa skill. Could you explain to us what that is? What is an Alexa skill?
An Alexa skill. So, Amazon put out the Alexa. Not to be confused with their website, Alexa and Alexa Rankings. They have a device called Alexa, the Dot, Echo, many other things. And the way that it works is just like a little circular puck, or however you set it up to be. It's just all controlled by voice. You can order from Amazon Prime. You could listen to music. podcasts, anything, just by invoking a skill, which is a fancy term for an app. Just like your phone has an app on it, like Facebook or YouTube or whatever, what have you, Twitter. Alexa also has skills where people develop apps that are controlled by voice. So, the same way that you add an app to your phone by downloading it from the App Store, you go to, once you have your Echo Dot, you just go to the Alexa app and you enable that skill. So, if you have an Amazon Alexa, you open up your app, search for Jerusalem, because we're number two on that search, because there's not so many people doing skills.
Oh, really? We're number two?
Yeah, if you search Jerusalem on Alexa skills.
Jerusalem Hub is number two.
Jerusalem Hub is number two. So just
I thought that Alexa skills are really, like...
What is...
They're, no, right now, Alexa skills are not saturated, so the fact that we are there...
But let's just say for a second that people do start using Alexa skills a lot more, and then Jerusalem becomes a bigger keyword there. Are we going to be able to maintain our status?
Or? So the best way to do that is to have people that are watching or into our content to who have Alexa to enable the skill and review it.
And
give us 5 stars.
And all that.
All you have to do is enable a skill, and once your skill is enabled, all you have to say to Alexa is, I'll tell you right now, it's actually pretty simple. So I'm going to search up Jerusalem.
What made you do that, by the way? You just kind of decided it's just another media outlet?
It's another media outlet. And all you have to say, once you enable the skill, you say to Alexa, Alexa, what's my flash briefing? And our latest podcast will start playing on your thing.
Interesting. That's really cool.
And it's completely dynamic. It's always automatically updated. Basically, I set and forget it. We're done. Now we're on Amazon Alexa.
What does that do for SEO purposes?
SEO purposes is unbelievable because now we're on the Amazon feed. And we're on another medium where people can hear us.
So this is just another example of like...
For those who don't know what SEO is, it's called search engine optimization. It's based
Right, but it's a beyond SEO. It's just another place where people can grab us and discover us.
Yeah. Basically, it's kind of the idea of...
That much I understand. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's just like, it kind of goes back to the whole idea that we're big fans of, which we kind of got from Gary Vaynerchuk, which is like, be everywhere, right?
Yes.
Kind of just, it doesn't even matter if everybody's watching. It's just another place to find you. If you have a piece of you in every corner of the earth, somebody can always kind of fall upon you or like,
exactly.
You know.
So if I could recall, I did discuss Amazon's Alexa skills in our earlier podcast, if you can remember which one it was. That's when I started building it and I hit a wall. Because it's a little, it's not that easy to set up a skill. It's not like you create an account and boom, you're ready to go. It's a little bit more involved and a little bit more codified. So I hit a wall and I wasn't able to get it going. So what really pushed me to get it done was I was actually on Instagram and I hit Team Gary Vaynerchuk and they were just showing a few screenshots of their new book, which both we all own.
Crushing it, right?
And it talks about Amazon skills. And I'm like, F. I gotta do it. So that day, boom, put it up, done.
And now I start reading that book. It's pretty good.
Can anybody do an Alexa skill? Is it something that
you could open up an Amazon developer's account and create a skill?
Okay.
But you have to decide. You have to know what your skill is about. There's so many different types. It's not just a news briefing where you play your podcast. You can play games. You play Jeopardy. There's Jeopardy.
So for example, on our skill, the Jerusalem Hub. Jerusalem Hub skill. What else can we do besides the podcast?
Right now, it's just playing our podcast.
Okay.
If we want to expand and eventually do some apps or have an idea that we want to do with the skill, then
But the point is, it's there. It's in the universe. It's real, and it's another way for you guys to have access to us, and us to have access to you.
Which leads me to another idea. Right now, it's a little bit long because the Amazon skill is playing our whole podcast. Like the first 5 of them. So what we could do is, if you want, every day someone says like a quick 2 to 5 minute little thing, like inspiration or something about business.
Literally just writing it down on the mini projects list.
And that could be, we could replace our Amazon skill for that.
That's interesting, yeah.
And that will update every single day.
Replace or an addition?
It could be an addition also. We'll have 2 skills. We'll have the podcast and we'll have the...
Do those come under the same account?
I feel like we really need to understand what that means me an Alexa skill. Like, I'm kind of getting it. I just don't, like, what does that even mean? Like, can you compare it to something?
So I was trying to compare it to an app on your phone. When you have the Amazon Dot or Echo, you basically have a device, a phone, without a screen. So how do you download apps? You add a skill, which is a skill, if you think about it, is how the Amazon Alexa understands you and does something for you. So now that you have added the Jerusalem Hub skill to your Echo Dot, now you can invoke Jerusalem Hub and it will do that. Or if you have the Jeopardy app, now you can start playing Jeopardy or even Blackjack or buy stuff. Like, technically, Amazon Prime is an app on Alexa, which is a skill, where you could just order stuff from Prime on your Amazon Alexa.
Right.
The more devices that are in someone's home, the more potential that we have being in other people's houses in a different way. Yep.
All right. So
as long drawn as that is, but it's pretty incredible.
Okay, cool. Fine. No, I'm trying to, like, soak in what that is. Because I can't understand what an app is without a screen, you know what I mean? It's hard to, like, really conceptualize that.
So the truth is, I originally, I got the Amazon Echo, but not to use it. I got it to develop with it.
Mm.
So
really?
I put $30 in, I got an Amazon Dot. And I didn't think, I had no purpose in it. Like, you can't really use it in Israel. So
Amazon,
I got it.
Was that little thing?
Yeah, it cost me $30. And I'm like, I could build apps on it. So I bought it just for building apps. So I finally put this app out and I was able to test it before even it was released.
Yeah.
On my own account. And I saw that it worked and I'm like, hell yeah. And I published it. That's and they really accepted cool. it. And
so there's probably a lot more to come.
Well, what do you mean they accept it? Like, there's certain.
They have a certification process.
They don't always accept it?
No. They're. Kind of like Apple, they have a certification process when you release an app. So does Google, but Google's a little bit more
lax
about it. Not lax, but they're more open-minded about it. Ooh, I'm out of it. But yeah. So that's an example of investing money into hardware for the sake of development and producing stuff. Like, I had no ulterior motives.
So it's safe to say there's going to be a lot more Alexa skills coming our way.
Possibly.
That's pretty cool.
We'll and we could probably find developers to build Alexa apps.
Maybe we could do like a video series on us doing Alexa apps or whatever.
Sure.
I mean,
video series.
Or not. There are no other companies in Israel that I've seen, maybe Arat Sheva, but anyone in our niche that has an Alexa skill. We are the only ones.
Or even anyone who needs help building an Alexa app.
We'll do it.
We'll do it for you.
Yeah.
He'll do it for you.
I'll make sure it gets done.
Okay.
Give us a call.
Do you guys think that, just moving on to the next thing, that was really cool to learn about, but we're done talking about that.
Yeah. We could talk for hours about it. Probably.
Yeah, we probably could. Do you think that it's time to start planning our next event?
Yes.
When, like, what? No?
I'm not sure.
Mid-April.
I don't think we're there quite yet.
Mid-April.
But we're in March, mid-April?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We have an event on May 15th. Did you guys sign up for that one?
May 15th.
When?
That big event in Tel Aviv.
I thought that was March 15th.
No, it's May 15th.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a different story.
Okay, hold it. Okay, I got confused because I thought it was in 2 days from now. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
May 15th.
Oh, yes, we are definitely doing that.
Yep.
Yes, 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 yes.
So let's schedule our next event for April 18th.
So basically, you want to do it a little bit more than a month from now.
Yeah, we'll do it at, what's it called? What's that place?
At Golden Solar Center.
Yeah. And now we have time to actually, like, work with them and see what we could do. Maybe get a sponsor, have free food. Spoil people.
Yeah.
Let's, like, plan this out well, and then we'll start blasting it out, like, 3 weeks before.
Sure. Oh, so you're saying let's develop, like, what we haven't done until now is we haven't really developed it. We've kind of winged it.
Right.
But this time we'll develop it, and then we'll...
What was good before is that we went for it. Let's make an event. Yeah. Now we have experience about what the pros, cons, and how we do it, where our failures are. Now we know we could sit and we could do it. Like, we don't have an excuse of not putting together a really awesome third event.
Sure.
All right.
We're not scared of it now. Like,
so let's start.
Before
we'll start,
we were scared of it. We were scared of making events before. Are we scared?
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you the first event. like, we didn't know what to expect. That turned out really well. The second event, it went very smoothly. Not as many people showed up as we would have liked.
Right.
So this third event, if we can combine, I mean...
Well, the third event makes it kind of harder because there's no incentive to come. Like, there's no... It's not a bar. It's not a coffee shop. It's just a room. And we have to figure out
how to... That's what I'm saying. We plan it out. We get free food. Maybe Lone Soldier Center or someone will sponsor it.
Right.
Like bringing high tech to Jerusalem for young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
I have some ideas.
Okay. We'll develop it. But the point is, third event coming right your way.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Is there anything else you guys want to touch up about what's coming up or what happened this week?
Listen, I just want to put this out, like, for our sake. In terms of video series, we got to get back on task.
Yeah.
We've been sliding a little bit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Just secret project. Not going to go any further than that. But, you know, dropped a little hint right there. Whatever. There you go.
Yes, just we
keep,
do.
Just keep standing with us.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody actually heard.
You can't do it.
Too late. It's already it's live. It's already up there.
Okay, fine. Either way, it is exciting. We also have some exciting stuff coming up at the end of this month. I don't even know if we can't even talk about that yet.
That's in like 10 days. It's in 10 days. You said 23rd.
Some nice Pesach reading for people.
Yeah. I'm a little shaken up at this now that I think about it. It's actually hitting me what's going to happen.
No, yeah, because you actually don't realize the kind of impact that these projects are going to have. And you're not going to, like, it's going to come out, and then we're going to be like, people are going to be coming from us left and right. We're going to be like, whoa, slow down.
Let me quit my job.
I have such high expectations.
You know what?
No, it's good. It's good because... law of attraction.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true. That's true. I have said that in the past. I'm eating my words there.
Yeah.
That is true. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Good.
Do you feel the success in your brain?
In my brain, always.
I'll tell you, we've talked about this many times, but I'm going to bring it up again because it's just so exciting. How so many people I know, when I've talked to them about other projects or ideas I've had in the past, most of the time, they kind of like are very cynical about it. You know what? I get it. I understand it. They're like, oh, yeah, but how are you going to do it? You know, you don't have experience. You don't have knowledge. But now people look at Jerusalem Hub and they're like, this is going to happen. Yeah. Not going to happen. It's happening. All these people that have been cynical to me in the past about my projects and ideas, now all of them are on my side. I mean, by me, I mean all of you guys also. And they're all like, yo, I see the future of this. I see how this is developing. I see how this is going to continue to develop. It's not a cul-de-sac. It's continuing to move forward.
As we always say,
yeah,
just a little bit of elbow grease. Consistency and dedication. That's all it takes.
Right. So I'm actually getting excited again right now.
Nice.
Right now.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. I totally forgot what it was. But like, let's. That's basically what's going on with us. It's consistent. You know, obviously, we're slipping up, but we have to keep things moving. That's only natural. Hey, it's only normal.
I mean, listen, we already moved forward. Like, today, we're doing this live, right?
Yeah,
we've never done a live before. I mean, we did, but that doesn't really count because that was a special
episode. Can't you tell us the first time we're doing this live?
Right, we're doing this live. and so every single time we do a podcast or we do something in our business, we're adding a new element. So hopefully, like, we're going to start adding other things, like more types of topics, changing new things up, getting guests more involved.
Yeah.
I personally love the live feed. I think it's amazing. Because when you're live, you're exposed and it's a lot more real.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
If you're watching live and you haven't subscribed, subscribe.
Yeah, please subscribe.
And invite your friends to subscribe. Actually, I wanted to add something onto the LOA, the law of attraction that I brought up.
Please.
Just to fill up content. Something new that I did this morning at around 6:30 a.m. Meditation.
Yeah, meditation. We were talking about that last week.
Yeah, so what's that guy's name again? So anyway, it was a 15-minute guided meditation video that I listened to. I was actually out in nature and listening to it, and it transformed my day.
I actually meditated this morning right over here.
It totally transformed my day. Like,
what kind of meditation did you do?
Do you want to share which one?
So it was this... I forgot the name of the video itself, but it's by this guy named Hicks. I don't like Braxton Hicks, but I can pull it up right now. Where is that?
Well, what's the deal with the books page.
Oh, I have to put that up too. But we'll get into that. Okay. Whatever. I'll put that up. So, I recently met someone, awesome person, whether she's watching or not, and she told me about guided meditation and walked me through it, and I tried it, and my day was absolutely incredible. I didn't have a coffee all day, and I was completely in the zone.
You didn't drink coffee all day today?
I was completely wired and in the zone all day today.
You gotta share that with us.
Yeah, if you, honestly, if you see how much coffee this dude drinks, holy crap.
And do you see, like, what I'm, like, the energy that I'm exuding right now?
No, I don't see any energy at all.
Yeah. No, I'm totally wired, and it's because I accessed that point of, it talks about well-being and a lot and stuff, and well-being, I don't know if these terms you guys are familiar with yet, but it's like, when you tap into that and you bring yourself back into that zone, and you realize what is coming to you and what your potential is, and it's not that you have anything to fix, it's just that you're not at the next stage where you can be. And these are methods that are used a lot by Tony Robbins and all the big guys.
There's a 5-minute meditation by Tony Robbins that I used to do in the morning. I gotta
start
doing that again.
It's a big mixture. The meditations, I listened to it the first time and I already picked out. It uses a lot of like well-being type of talk, and a lot of NLP words are used in there. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. It's the process of using words to trigger thoughts and feelings or actions, and they use a lot of that there. You probably won't pick it out if you're not really familiar with the terms that are used, but it really, like, it brought me back to where I was a couple years ago when I was working on myself, and I realized that meditation is something part of my day that I'm missing, and I need to bring it back. And I was just on fire today, like, I was just unstoppable.
But what did you, like, what did you do though? Like,
all I did was close, I actually didn't close my eyes. I sat, put the earphones in, played the video, and just did whatever the video said to do, which was basically listen and breathe.
And that's it?
That was everything I did.
And you didn't close your
cleared
eyes?
Cleared my mind. I didn't even close my eyes. I was actually a little bit, what's the word for it? I didn't really believe in it as much at that point. So like, I was a little bit cynical about it, and I almost didn't do it. Almost like faked my way through it. I'm so, like, you know what, I'm just going to take the next 15 minutes, I'll let it happen, and then there's one trigger word hit me, like, bam, and...
What do you mean trigger word?
So, there's something, there was a part of it that hit me that I actually remember, even though it was the first time I actually listened to it. It was this phrase, I'll read it out to you, because I wrote it down. Allow the well-being you once had to flow back to you. It resonated a lot with me. I don't know if it'll resonate with you guys.
Sure,
because,
please.
That's what I just read out. Allow the well-being you once had to flow back to you. Meaning that you had a well-being. At one point in your life, you were in, like, in the zone. You were there. You were everywhere. Things were coming to you. And it's not that you're lacking it. It's just you're not where you were before. Or it's available to you. Just let it back into you. And that thing hit me really hard, and that really, like, got my cycle of the day going.
Because I have to do it just to know.
Yeah, I just
want to
try it just to see.
So the important thing is,
like, hearing about it sounds interesting, but, like, if I don't do it,
it sounds stupid too.
It sounds very stupid.
It sounds extremely stupid.
I didn't want to make you feel stupid.
No, I felt the same way. Like, this is stupid. This is bullshit. That's what I thought about it beforehand, but it's not.
The reason why I don't feel that way is because, like, I've done a lot of other
right.
I
also, like, I knew about it and I've done stuff like that before, but at the point, I was in the cycle in my head where I thought it was bullshit, which is unfortunate. Just to add another thing to it, the most important thing is to do it early in the morning.
Okay.
First thing in the morning.
First thing when you get up, that's the first thing you do.
But why?
Well,
the main
sense.
Reason is because
it's the same
during your whole day,
you
you're getting into a cycle of your negative thoughts or whatever's going on in the world. The main thing, once you wake up, you're fresh. None of that has started yet. You're ready to turn your day into how you begin it.
Interesting.
Like you said, like making your bed.
That's true.
That's like an accomplishment. Just so to hear, you started off with clearing your mind.
You start off with like,
and, yeah.
with like 10 minutes of just chilling out.
Exactly. Listen, breathe when they tell you to breathe.
That's kind of similar to what you do.
Basically,
I mean, a lot of meditations share a lot of similar characteristics, I guess. A lot of, most of them are somewhat focused on breathing.
Yeah.
And like your energy and the energy around you and like whatever output, input, that kind of stuff. It's good stuff.
So they have a bunch of different videos actually, or meditations that are pointed at certain things. Like, so the one I started was well-being, basic well-being, but I saw a bunch of others in the list. One was bringing wealth and success. Another one was better relationships.
Wait, there's different meditations for different things?
Because what they do is, when they speak it out, I'll explain to you.
I mean, it does, because that kind of sounds a little BS.
It does, but I'll tell you why it makes sense. Because in the well-being one, they say certain words and using NLP to trigger different thoughts and ideas. NLP, like I said before, is neuro-linguistic program.
Okay.
It's when I use words to get you to take action, think, or do something. Like when you start... trigger words, like when you allow yourself to feel your toes right now.
Does this?
No, it's more subtle than that. It's like now that you can feel your toes are wiggling right now, or you're starting to breathe deeply type of stuff. But it's deeper than that. So they use different trigger words for different types of
interesting.
The stuff works.
I'm definitely gonna give that a shot, because I think honestly I'm in the need for some meditation.
So I'll send you guys the link and I'm gonna post it up on
our Facebook page. And
yeah, for sure.
Instagram, Twitter, all this.
Maybe we should probably make another page on the website, just based on like. No.
Just add as many pages as possible.
All right, that's just
that's good for us. Yeah,
to shoot it down. Don't shoot it down. I just wanted to
write it in there.
Is that actually valuable to just keep on adding?
Yes.
More and more pages.
More content.
But won't it get confusing to users who go on our website and just like
long as it's organized, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So like, I guess there you have it. That's what's been going on this week. We're gonna move on to current affairs. You said you got that.
I got
What's going on in the world today?
Okay, so let me pull that up because I wrote it somewhere. Where did I write it? In my docs. So, I think I put it in episode 9. Episode 9, right. So, or was it cut out? No. Someone guide me here.
Somebody got you for what?
I'm trying to find where I put the content. I wasn't ready for that. You kind of caught me off guard. La 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 la. Where is it? Oh, there we go. Yes. Interesting. Yeah, so this was from last week's. Cisco's CEO launches a networks of tech hubs in the heart of Israel.
Interesting.
Mr. Okay. Robbins, who is the CEO, said that the program is designed to accelerate innovation, promote entrepreneurship, and provide digital tools across Israel. So what Cisco is planning on doing is opening a bunch of offices around Israel and Yerushalayim.
Cisco is, if I remember correctly, some sort of distributor of all sorts of different types of equipment.
Yeah, they do a lot of tech stuff.
They also do like a lot of restaurant stuff. I think that's something else.
Anyway, so the question is, what does that mean for us?
Okay, that is a very good question.
The fact that they're opening a bunch of tech hubs. Shalom, what do you think about that?
Specifically all over Israel.
Mainly Yerushalayim.
Cisco is
opening a bunch of tech hubs all over Yerushalayim.
What do you mean by tech hubs?
What does that mean?
Little like offices where they're promoting more than that to help entrepreneurship and technology.
That's technically competition.
Is it competition?
Not necessarily. I mean, in a way it is, because we do want to have our own shared workspace at some point, but that's not competition for us as much as it's just... I mean, listen, there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it
is... I'm not looking at it from the shared workspace aspect.
No, fine. But in general, one way to work at it is... that, yes, they're competition, but another way to look at it is, listen, if they have the confidence that they're going to come to Jerusalem and come here, they clearly think that there's a market for it, which means that shows us, hey, look, there's other people that have done the research and they see the market here, they see the potential here. That just means that what we're doing is right.
Yeah.
That means that we're hitting the right buttons at the right time. That's another way to look at it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't actually
also,
know.
Also, who knows how long the rollout is, which I don't have a time
that's
for.
I'm not really concerned at their composition. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that for a second, that kind of comes similar to what I was talking about the other day where I sent you guys that mm-hmm. link to that website where they have shared workspaces.
Yeah.
And
did you end up checking that place out?
I didn't go there yet, but I was looking through the website. I'm going to definitely go check it out, though.
200 shekels for 3 months?
Something. It's ridiculous.
It's not bad.
It may be a very, very good
solid
place for us to start off our origin story.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that was a pretty interesting development. And another interesting point, Samsung.
I'm just doing this. We're live, guys. Check us out on YouTube.
What the hell are you doing?
It's all good.
What was that?
I'm putting up an Instagram story to.
Oh man, I'm totally gonna cut that and just like do a 15 second.
Make sure to get the "what the hell are you doing" from me.
Like I'm in the middle of current affairs and this guy just goes on an affair with his phone.
Yeah.
So Samsung is trying to get into the Israeli autonomous auto industry, meaning automatic stuff inside of cars. Basically, they put a lot of investment money into AI audio tech for cars in Israel. Not exactly sure what that means, but it seems pretty crazy. Samsung is throwing a lot of money into Israeli startups. Especially the AI.
Samsung specifically.
Yeah, into the AI industry. So if you're in AI and you know what's up and something interests you in there, check it out. But it's good to be aware of that.
So we got Cisco doing work hubs in Israel,
yeah,
and Samsung is investing heavily in AI in Israel.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
In the AI auto tech
industry. AI auto tech industry.
Like telling your car to turn on.
That's really cool.
Stuff like that. Like really crazy.
It's crazy how technology is moving these days.
It's moving really fast.
Okay, well, is that all that's going on?
That's all for now. I'm sure there's always a billion things going on.
Yeah, there's always a billion things. So, we're going to move on to the uncut and from the heart.
Ooh, I like that section.
Thank you. I like it, though.
I like it.
freaking busy day. I'm spazzing out a little bit.
But show them your life.
Yeah, we are live. I know. Okay, so the two people that are watching are aware that I've spazzed out.
By two, he means 20.
No way.
Yeah, it's 20.
Shit.
Just the same story.
Okay. Anyhow.
Uncut and from the heart.
Okay, uncut and from the heart. Basically, this section we kind of introduced it last week where we kind of talk about what we're going through and what we want to change to build our... to build everything and... you know, a little bit of motivation, a little bit of tips for you to start so you can build a habit and be a little bit more productive. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's one question that I asked. I wrote this down earlier this week. What is something that you would do to make Israel a better place right now? Like if you were to start a project right now, what would it be?
I have an idea, actually.
It's a great question.
I don't know if it's making Israel a better place, but it's definitely... You know when... I don't know if it's ever happened.
Not a better place. I mean, maybe I phrased the question wrong.
What do you mean by better place?
Not a better place. Like
the company better place?
Just... bad joke. What would you do to develop it?
Like, what would you do to develop Israel for the better?
That's what we're doing.
I hear that. But I'm saying, like something like if it was an individual project. That is what we're doing, but what we're doing is more of a broad concept.
Yeah.
Meaning, like what... Okay, I'll put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. Seeing as how that we're all immigrants to this country,
sure.
You come here from an outsider's perspective. In this case, we're coming from a westernized perspective.
Sure.
Right? What would you do that would make Israel more, that would optimize Israel, as it were, in a better way?
Bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah, ditch the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a help.
Like, we appreciate that you're giving jobs to these people, but like, come on.
I hear that. I would pick one thing. I hope the banks can be opened in normal goddamn hours.
Also, the banking system here works completely different from America.
Yeah, very different.
Like, for banks here, it's a business. Banks in America, it's more of a... It's a different...
I have an interesting way to answer that question. I was talking to my dad the other day, and I happened to be talking to him while he was in King Supers. For those of you who don't know King Supers, like Albertsons, like a big grocery store in the U.S., and it's funny that, you know, we have big grocery stores here too, but you don't have the experience. You don't have the convenience. This country, one thing that it lacks is that customer experience. There's very few places
that actually chime in on that for a second. Today I went to work, I was buying lunch today at the store. I was getting like yogurt, whatever it was, right? And I go there and I'm paying for the stuff and I'm putting the money back into my wallet and putting it in my pocket, and the girl just hands me the bag. She just puts it down. They don't even put the stuff in the bag.
They don't.
You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there, I was like, okay, fine, so I have to put this stuff
in the bag.
It's
not a thing here.
But I'm just like, come on, man.
Right. It also depends where. Like, for example, I went to Black Bar Burger a couple of nights ago, and the service there is spectacular. They come to you, they have their iPad, you choose the iPad, you give the order, and then she reads the order back to you. She comes every 5 minutes to make sure that everything's good. Yeah. She refills your water, and I'm sitting there like, wow, this is a real like U.S. customer experience. Yeah. You don't have that in a lot of places in Israel. So,
right. And
it's expensive there, but like you get what you pay for there. It's not just the food, right. You also get the experience. But like, this is something I feel like a lot of Anglos have an issue with, or a lot of Anglos are like, when are we going to get that customer experience and that customer service in Israel? And I think in certain ways it is developing in certain areas. But I think that's one thing that would be beneficial to everybody if we could bring it to Israel in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for our business, that's our goal, is to give that kind of experience to our customers and our clients. But in general, though, how do you create that culture, that mindset for everybody to like benefit from that, not just Israelis or not just like one particular group?
Yeah. I don't know if any of you, that's really awesome, by the way. I like that. I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced this, but waiting for a bus, sometimes there's like a million people there, and sometimes there's not even room on the bus for you to get on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And recently they made an update to, they have a system here called Ravkov, where you have your cards, and now they're taking it off the bus. You can't buy stuff, you can't buy your tickets on the bus anymore unless you're getting one pass. Your chofshi. I don't know. Do you guys still ride the bus?
Yeah.
Often?
Not really.
Anyway, so I take the bus every day to work, and sometimes there's not enough room on the bus. So I thought of an idea, possibly.
Okay.
So not include, like, they have a card reader on the bus, that's to get your pass, but they have no, sometimes there's more people waiting at the stop than are possible, and then the buses are filled, and then people have to wait another 30 minutes for the next bus to come. So maybe if it's possible, they'll put a card reader on the bus, by the bus stop, where people just check in, and then it'll send to the actual company, this many people are at the bus, send more buses.
That's cool.
That's interesting. But I don't know.
I mean, I know for certain lines, that's like a necessity. Like, I remember when I was in the Army, you'd have certain buses where that was just a big bus because there's a lot of bases in that area, and you're like, this specific line should have a bus every 5 minutes,
right.
Whereas that one, there's like 10 people on the bus, have a bus
every
2 hours.
It's like an optimized customer satisfaction.
Right now what they do is they say, oh, this time there's not as many people, so we're only going to send one bus every 20 minutes.
And they do it sometimes, time, by the way. They do it sometimes, but it's not nearly...
But that would be hard that. Because you're... We're talking
That's the way
about,
they do it now.
I'm saying it would be hard to do because we're talking about like... human drivers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't measure the traffic, you can't measure how many drivers. Like, for example, for Shabbat, I went to Tzfat, right?
Yeah.
Me and my brother are waiting by the bus stop.
Where you're talking about, magazine?
Yeah. Okay. And the one bus comes, he's like, sorry, I'm full, and he goes.
Right.
The next bus, I'm full. But like, how many buses are they sending to Tzfat that they can say, oh, there's such and such people at this bus, let's send two buses.
So that way they'll know when, if you have something to check in at the stop, they'll
I'm
know.
Saying, oh, let's say you only have 10 buses that are going to Tzfat.
Mm.
And
there's always enough buses.
Seven. Yeah, I guess. That's interesting enough. Though. That is an interesting idea. I like that.
It is interesting. All right. Put it on the list.
I mean, we could put it on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. I'll put it on the list. Okay.
Anywho.
Well, you made me put on the list, so I can't even tell you. Okay? You're gonna have to wait.
Damn. Gonna have to wait. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's on the list. Next. One of the people who liked our last week's podcast said that he really enjoyed the podcast, and he told me, he gave us one of his tips that he does in order to make his day more productive. So we're gonna share that with y'all.
Yeah.
Awesome.
His tip was that he likes to write himself a daily journal so he keeps himself motivated and moving. He wasn't really going into detail with that, but I would go as far as to say that it's kind of like a diary in a sense.
Yeah.
Not to emasculate the guy, but it's kind of like a diary in a sense that he's saying like, oh, I'm doing this, this, and this, and I'm going to see it through to the end. Is that how you kind of...
I meant it slightly differently. Like, me personally, I have an app on my phone, like, right on the front page of my phone, and, like, every morning when I woke up, I mean, I don't do it as much anymore, I really need to get back onto it, but what I would do is I just, either in the night before I went to bed, which actually works better, or the morning when you wake up, you quickly write out a list and, like, a time next to each thing, like, okay, I'm gonna wake up at 8:30, I'm gonna shower at 9, I'm gonna go work out at 10, and then you just kind of have that, and then as the day goes, whenever you complete a task, you either just check it off or erase it. So it's kind of a similar idea, slightly different. I don't really journal. Honestly, I actually like that idea. Like kind of to check in on yourself, how's my day going so far?
So that's something similar to what I brought up last week, is writing lists of tasks for that day.
Yeah.
Every single day, you rewrite it. Even if it's the same, almost similar to the previous day.
Yeah.
And you just keep checking this off and then keep recycling and
I
doing
feel like
things.
In that specific case, I think it would be better even to do it on paper than on your phone.
Yeah, I always do it on paper.
Like write it down. Don't
writing it down, 100%.
I found, by the way, whenever I did do that, I haven't done it in a while, but whenever I did do that, I found that it was very, it was a huge deal for me to write a list and to actually cross it out.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the action of crossing it out was like big.
Yeah, because, like you do something and then you take it out of your pocket, you open it, you cross it out, you put it back in your pocket. Whereas if it's on your phone, it's just, it's digital. It's not as, it's not as real.
It's not the same.
So yeah, okay, so then basically more of the same stuff. As you can see, it doesn't take much. Everyone pretty much does the same thing.
Just do it.
So I'm going to move on to the, okay. I'm going to move on to the next part where I'm going to ask you guys, and this is uncut from the heart. So what can you guys be doing right now that you would start tomorrow that could optimize your efforts? What could you start tomorrow that you know that you have to improve on? I'll start with myself.
Sure.
As I mentioned last week, I want to wake up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I started waking up at 5 o'clock. My goal is to wake up at 4:30. What can I do better? Well, I'm a pretty fit dude, but I have not been working out as much as I want to because I've been pretty damn busy. So I would like to do that more. I would like to make sure that to hold myself accountable towards the things that I've made as habits. So that would be working and, you know, organizing my stuff and being all like altogether organized, as well as working on the things that I need to do. So that's obviously very broad, but basically being accountable for myself. I want to work on being accountable for myself so that I can start focusing on the things that need to be done that I have already procured as habits, and I'm trying to procure as more habits. So that's what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to try to optimize my schedule. I've already started well by waking up early in the morning. So there at the table, the floor.
Right, so I kind of touched on it earlier. What I'm going to start doing now is, for sure, adding meditation to part of my schedule. First thing in the morning. I wake up early anyway, so it's not a big deal. I just need to fit it in. Also, I need to get on the workout side because I definitely don't work out enough or at all, and it will definitely help me. And for sure, I need to get on those lists. I need to keep writing those lists and be more consistent about it.
I'll start writing lists. That'll help me.
What we should do? Write a list every day, take a picture of it, and send it to each other. Just to be accountable about
it. Each other accountable.
Right.
It's not a bad idea. So I'm going to start writing lists. That's what I'm going to do. So that I can get my schedule.
And follow up. I need to follow up a lot more with people that we're in touch with.
Yeah. They all just need to do that.
You need to follow up. I need to follow up a lot more. All right, last but not least.
Woo!
Kemosabe.
Yeah.
It's pretty short.
I started a new workout program this past week. So, yay! It's honestly, it's insane. It's so understated how good it is for your mental health to exercise on a daily basis. It's like, you don't think about it. Like, I know everyone knows it, but nobody actually really knows it. that when you exercise on a day-to-day basis, it changes your whole, like, cognitive stability. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's
maybe
insane.
You should get that checked out.
I know, right? No, like, I mean, like, I was in a little bit of a slump the past couple weeks and just started to get back into a real workout program, like, on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis. I'm already feeling a lot better, a lot more creative, a lot more energetic.
I can tell.
Thank you. No, so that's something that I took on.
Give credit where it's due.
Yeah. So that's something that I started doing already this past week. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of starting to do kickboxing again. Because nice. I love it. And that would be awesome. Just sporty stuff and athleticism and like working out and exercise is something that's really important to me. And I know that it makes a huge difference for me and my mental state. So that's something that I'm going to optimize, which is always one of our favorite words. In addition, I think also starting to write, like I was talking about how I write my daily schedule and such, but I think the paper thing, that's like the key there. It adds a whole new element to being able to take it out of your pocket and cross it out. So I'm gonna start doing that, like writing it out on paper.
Boom,
and I want to start meditating again in the morning. Something that I've been neglecting for a while now.
It's a good idea.
So I'm excited to get going. And waking up earlier. That's another. Yeah, clearly my idea.
Yep. Okay, cool. So there you have it. I'm gonna start writing lists so I can get my schedule more optimized. You're gonna do nothing. And you're going to do nothing. So I'm the only one who's winning here.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Now, let's move on to books. So, because I just spoke about increasing my productivity, I have gone back to the 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. I listen to it all the freaking time, especially when I need to revamp my situation, because he basically talks about everything involved with just, well, 10X, 10 times. Just do 10 times more. Do everything 10x. Now, it sounds outrageous, it sounds crazy, it sounds like I'm part of a cult, but legitimately...
He is.
Well, okay. But legitimately, it works, because it gets you to realize that you have so much time. If you spend your time wisely, you have so much time to do everything it is that you want to do.
Can I share something about the 10x rule?
Yeah, sure. I was done anyways.
I started listening to it again, like this is the second time I've read the book. I read it about 2 years ago, and then I started reading it again, or listening to it again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what was really cool is, for me, some of my personal goals, I was starting to think that maybe I'm thinking too, like, outlandishly, and I'm thinking too far ahead, and I'm thinking too big, and I was starting to think, like, maybe I need to settle a little bit, maybe I need to back off. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, absolutely not. He said, never look at a goal and go...
And take it down.
Yeah, take it down. Always say how much, you know, what other efforts can I put in to get closer to it? He says, if you ever have the mindset of I need to back away from my goal, then you're doing it wrong. And he says every company or anybody else is doing that. So I was thinking about that for Jerusalem Hub. I was thinking about that for some of my personal goals.
Yeah.
Like, hey, maybe things aren't happening quite the way we were expecting them to or not. Maybe we need to back off a little bit. And he's going, that's the exact opposite. He said, don't back off in your goals. Find more ways to get there.
Right.
So that was really a mind blower.
It's hard to conceptualize that. Because you hear some of the stuff that he's done, you're like, what the hell? You're crazy.
Right.
But then
that's you realize, like, oh, because you're so bold, that's how it works.
But here's what's cool about all this stuff is, nothing he says, this is what I really like about Grant Cardone specifically, is that nothing he says is complex. It's all very simple.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that, like, oh, let me just, like, put on my pants and go outside and everything's going to work out. He's not saying that.
No,
but it's all very 1, 2, 3. It's not, like, multiplication and crazy. It's, like, just keep on doing it. Just keep on going. 10x.
The only thing that's really stopping you is your fear. That's pretty
exactly. Your fear yourself, yeah. That's it. There's literally... There's very few things in life where there's a bigger enemy than yourself to reaching there.
Right.
So I kind of like hardened my heart today. I was like, no, you know what? All those goals that I want, screw it. I'm not going to, like, I'm going to get back into that action of forget backing away and backing away from my goals. Now, those goals, I'm not going to change that. It's going to take work, but I'm not settling on anything less than everything that I believe I deserve in this life. And that applies to every single person,
yeah.
Either listening, everyone here, and everyone outside. So yeah, 100%.
Cool. And that was something that I was mentioning earlier. Like, mm-hmm. we're talking about all of our ideas and stuff. And like, oh, we don't want anyone to take them. But the chances are of someone actually taking our ideas and doing them, or someone even taking their own ideas and doing them, are very unlikely, which is unfortunate.
Because most people, it's funny, isn't it? Because in a way, it's yeah. You're thinking of it like double-edged wise. It's like, yeah. I don't need to worry about putting my ideas out there, because let's be honest, who's going to actually have the yeah. wherewithal and the balls to go and make it happen? Right. Not that many people. But at the same time,
there might be that one person.
Right.
You know what? And if somebody does, it takes one of our ideas and does it.
Good for them.
And they got it from us. Good for them.
Because we can't make everything happen anyways.
But we could try.
Yes, we can.
So on that point, he was, to elaborate on the 10X rule, is that he's all about like, oh, you make your goals really big. But part of the 10X rule is not just that your goals are big. You also have to do the 10X effort.
Your actions have to be
huge. Your actions have to be huge. Like, if you're doing 5 tweets a day currently, you should be doing 50 tweets a day. You want to contact, you only think you could contact 10 people a day, contact 100 people a day. Like, that type of stuff. It sounds insanely yeah. crazy.
And something else that I saw yesterday, which I just want to share because it was really impactful for me. I was scrolling through Instagram, and I saw a Gary Vee little quick video, and he goes, this is not related to what we were talking about, it's just like kind of a side note, don't judge yourself for not being productive while you're being emotional. And that was really cool, because I feel like a lot of people, they're going through something tough, and they go like, oh man, see, I'm failing at everything now, and it's not and it's not going to be good, and it's not working. And he's kind of giving us permission, like, guys, sometimes you go through hard times, you need that time. Just right. take the time. Don't judge yourself for slowing down because you're having a harsh time. Deal with it. It's going to take a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is. Get healthy again, and then get back on track. Because he says, at the end of the day, what's that 2 weeks, a month in the scheme of your life? It's nothing. So stop making yourself wrong and stop beating yourself up for not being the most productive you can be when you're going through a tough time.
Also, if I can just add to that, yeah, if you dwell on that tough time and you let that tough time take over you, it's going to last a lot longer than you want it to.
Yeah.
These things, they go away. But if you dwell on it, it's going to last a lot longer. And the only way that you can get it to go away is just to stay the course, continue being productive, continue doing what you're doing, and you eventually will find the light at the end of the tunnel.
Amazing.
With that being said, we're going to move on to a little bit of motivation.
That was motivation, wasn't it?
That was, but there's always more.
More motivation.
There's no such thing. It's like water. Well, you can drink too much water, but air, it's like air.
There you go. You can't breathe too much. Well, yes, you can, actually.
Okay, you know what? Screw it. How about that? You sent us something on Thursday night last week that I thought would be very, very cool to say today.
It was...
You are unstoppable, not because you never have failures or doubts, but because you continue on despite them.
Mhm. It's pretty powerful.
It's good stuff.
What the hell are you doing?
Anything to say on
that? What the hell are you doing?
I'm checking stuff for things.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a really good motivational quote. I think the fact that you can believe in yourself, you have to believe in yourself, you have to be powerful, yeah. You're unstoppable. You're an unstoppable force. And it's not because you never have failures, we all have failures. That's how we experience, that's how we get better at what we're doing.
Or just quick, similar note, my dad has the same thing he likes to say to me a lot. He says, a man is not defeated when he loses, he is defeated when he quits.
Amazing.
Kind of same flavor.
You learn from your failures and you grow most from them.
Exactly.
Just keep going.
We're going to leave you with one thing. We have a challenge.
Oh, we actually have one question from the audience.
Oh, we did?
Oh, yes. Shit.
We got tweeted. Can you just check the Twitter account?
Yep.
And then we'll deal with that, and then we'll close it up. And then we'll close it up.
Close it up, Scotty.
First.
I will.
Don't know me. Because my phone's really slow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, definitely not me.
Really, do I do it?
From Yehuda Makowitz. As of Monday, Spotify streams in Israel. What does this mean for tech and music in Israel?
I think it means one thing, honestly. I think it means customer satisfaction for those people who have used Spotify and have recently either moved to Israel or in Israel for a year or so, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it means bigger things than that. I think it means that large platforms that are being used around the world are now finally reaching the rest of the world, which I think means a big deal for both Israel and for...
Yeah, because I think all these companies and all these people outside of Israel recognize that Israel is developed enough to benefit from these kinds of
efforts. You know what that means also? We have to get on Spotify.
Yes,
which
does.
Is kind of difficult to get onto because they're really annoying.
We're going to do it.
Aside from the whole music factor, music is really cool, but I think the biggest factor about that is just that it's bringing... Other industries are realizing how big of a market Israel is, and they're bringing that stuff to us.
Which is good.
Which is cool. Same thing happened with Netflix. So, you know, it's just things are growing, things are moving, and this is the right time to get into business. And that's all that means to me. Does anyone else... Did I pretty much sum that up?
You sum that up, and as I said, like, I'm going to start working harder to get us on Spotify now.
Cool beans.
I think we have enough content for
Well, with that being said, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Oh, episode number 10. Next week's going to be 11.
This is our 10X episode.
Yeah, don't do that. No, that was weird. Don't do that. Anyways, I'm just kidding. That was fine. Anyways, thank you for joining us. We did YouTube Live for the first time. It was a little awkward, a little weird. I guarantee you it'll probably be better next time.
And we'll do it again.
We are going to do it.
Yeah, problem. Why shouldn't we do it again?
No, this is something else we're adding. New things that we set up. All right.
In any sense, we will see you next week, and thank you for joining us. I have to do the two things?
I'm just going
to
do on that one. You guys can watch me do it. Okay. And with that, we end.